You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. I'm pretty excited because there were two advancements on the cancer scene. One was scientists have kind of found a switch to shut off the chaotic growth of cancer by using a causing a mutation in a specific cancer gene that controls this process. The problem with cancer is, you know, you get healthy cells and they're programmed and genetically designed to grow and do a certain function. Yet cancer, it's chaotic. Something goes haywire, and then they grow, and they grow, and then they feed, and then they become parasitic, where they suck your blood system and your sugar system, and then they grow, and then they damage the surrounding tissue. Well, so in one laboratory setting, scientists found a way to possibly shut off that off-on switch with cancer cells. Again, this is very, very early in the process, but so far so good. Another advancement was they came out with a vaccine. I wanted to talk about this yesterday and I didn't get enough time, where they found that tumors have this carbohydrate signature, something that they express when a cell turns tumorous, all right, and has that chaos. And they found that these sugars and carbohydrates on these proteins of cancer cells on the walls have a certain look to them that they could possibly make a vaccine against. And remember how vaccines work. They find the antigen or they find the bad guy and they recognize it and then they block it or they fight it. And that's exactly what, well, vaccines work a few different ways. Okay, a vaccine, like the flu vaccine, for example, it builds up your antibodies so then you could recognize, I should say, the antigen or the wall of the flu virus, let's say, and then you could attack it. Well, same thing. They want to prime our immune systems such that when a cancer cell starts to turn tumorous and express this type of sugar or carbohydrate wall, boom, we could fight it. So cool stuff. Again, these are in its early stages. One is vaccine nature. One is a genetic mechanism on-off switch. Cool stuff. Keep going, people. Keep going. I'm pretty excited. See, these are the things that kind of put me in a good mood, pretty good mood. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We take your calls, your questions, your thoughts, your messages. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. Follow us on Facebook. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show coming to your town, very easy. Just call your news talk station, your AM station, FM station that has news talk. Give them a call. Say, please bring Dr. Dahlia. One of my listeners calls me D-square. Better than double D, huh? Yeah, yeah. If I lose a little bit more weight, I may be a double C. But D-square, that's fine. Dr. Dahlia Show. Tell them to bring the show. We got Donovan working the dials. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. A lot of cool stories to talk about today, but let's just go right to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. This is Pam. I had a question about my liver. I had an MRI, and the radiologist found one anterior lobe, one posterior lobe. And they're saying maybe fifth or the HEMA, I don't remember the name. Can you possibly tell me a little more of what's going on? They'll be doing an ultrasound also, but I'm a little worried. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Sure, honey. No, thank you. Your message came in kind of frayed, but I think I got what you said. You said you had some spots, posterior lobe, anterior lobe on your liver. What does that mean? And it sounds like you said they're gonna ultrasound, if I got that correctly. Spots on the liver freak everybody out, but for the most part, most spots are benign. I'm not sure what they CAT scanned you, to begin with. I wish I was airing live all the time because I would love to talk to you guys. I'm on 3 hours a day every day, but I'm not live all the time because my question would be, why did they CAT scan you to begin with? Why were they even looking at the liver? But a lot of times you're getting a scan for something else and they'll say you have some spots on the liver. They could be little cysts. More commonly, there's something called hemangiomas. All right, and again, I can't even begin to guess based on the information I just received, but I have to admit they're pretty common. Most of the spots we diagnose are these little hemangiomas. Now, remember, oma means tumor, but usually more benign tumor, like lipoma. All right, lipoma is like a little benign, little fatty ball, fatty tumor, ganglioma, you know, some of these. Oma is means tumor, but not all tumors or growths mean, you know, cancer. So hemangioma is an oma of the hemanges, or the blood vessels. So I liken it to a rubber band ball of blood vessels, where, you know, when you make a rubber band ball, a hemangioma is like that. A bunch of blood vessels make a little blood vessel tumor. They're benign. Sometimes they will grow to a larger size, but they usually don't kill you or hurt you or anything. The only thing is that some people, they have a lot. I have one patient, she has six of them. We don't really know what it means. She doesn't seem to have any other symptoms, any other factors, and, you know, we just watch them. But, you know, sometimes you can have some cysts. Now, let's say, God forbid, you had somebody who had stage 4 colon cancer. You know, then we'll do a scan to see if there's any spread, and if we see a spot on the liver, we biopsy, and, you know, we see if that's spread. But I don't want to worry you. If this was just kind of something where, incidentally, they see some spots, then what they do is an ultrasound. An ultrasound using sound waves could delineate, you know, some of these blood vessels fairly easily, or a cyst. Cyst is fluid-filled. And sometimes, yes, you do get, you know, cysts in the liver. Sometimes you can get fatty deposits, et cetera. So until we get the ultrasound, we probably won't know. But just because you're told you have a spot on the liver doesn't mean you have to panic. Same thing with spot on the lung. I remember there was a Cheers episode where Norm was told he had a spot on the lung. So he got all scared and, you know, he thought he was going to die and I think he was going to sail around the world. And then it turned out that the doctor said it was nothing. You know, people get spots on the lungs all the time. We call them little granulomas, kind of little calcium deposits, or sometimes scar tissue from previous infections. And a lot of times it doesn't mean anything. I mean, your body will get spots. You could get cysts and nodules on your thyroid. You could get spots in your spleen. You know, so we don't have to panic all the time. Some of them need to be looked at. Some of them don't. But please call me back and let me know how the ultrasound looks when you get it, okay? All right, guys, great question. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnob, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com, your choice for finer health products since 1996.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Cool study had come out today that we talked about in the previous hour on how people taking cholesterol medication may have some protection against the flu. They did a study where people between 2007 and 2008 who were taking a cholesterol medication versus those that were taking antivirals, the group that were taking cholesterol medication were less likely to die by 50% from the flu. Now, we're all scratching our heads why cholesterol medication would protect against flu death, unless maybe these people were a healthier group of people that were eating better, you know, more vegetables, watching their diets more. We don't know. But we found it interesting that now we see a link. You know, we've seen a link with cholesterol medication and protection of cancer, but with flu even. So they don't know. You know, I mean, it was significant enough for some researchers to consider, why don't we give people with the flu cholesterol medication instead of the antivirals? I don't think we're ready to go there yet, but it was that significant and impressed researchers that much. So cool stuff. We'll have to see. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, I had a question. Is there any long-term effects for a male using Clomid for testosterone? I've been on it for 4 years now, and it seems to be fixing my issues, but I'm just curious if there's any long-term hazards for taking Clomid long-term.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It's a fertility drug that women usually use. I use it for off-label use. Thank you.
You're right. Thank you for calling. Clomid we use for females to help stimulate ovulation, and I am hearing more men have been using Clomid. Now, just to quickly, review why men would even be considering using a female fertility drug is when men have, low stamina, erectile dysfunction issues, loss of libido, less muscle, we immediately go to testosterone. And if their testosterone is low, sometimes we give them testosterone injections. Some men feel great with them. Some men don't feel it at all. And we sometimes want to stimulate men's own natural testosterone rather than giving it to them by injecting them. And one way to stimulate natural testosterone is to stimulate your testes, the Leydig cells in your testes. Leydig are the ones that make testosterone, to stimulate them to make more natural testosterone. Now, how this whole hormonal feedback works is you have a pituitary gland. Your pituitary gland that makes a lot of your hormones, the thyroid stimulating hormones, luteinizing hormone, etc. Pituitary makes a luteinizing hormone, which stimulates your Leydig cells and your testes to make testosterone. Testosterone converts to estrogen. Then the higher the estrogen, your pituitary then goes, oh, okay, then I got to back off, and I don't want to give another signal of LH to the testes again. Well, what Clomid does is it blocks the estrogen signaling the pituitary. So women have more estrogen, and men have more circulating testosterone and estrogen. All right? So it's a natural way. I mean, not natural way, but it allows your natural testosterone and estrogen to rise, as opposed to you being given synthetic estrogen, testosterone, etc. Now, so then what are the side effects? Well, men that take Clomid, because they have the extra circulating estrogen, a lot of times you get hot flashes. You know, you get hot flashes, you could get some bloating, you could get some mood issues. We haven't seen any death or, heart disease. It could bother the liver. If you have liver disease, we probably wouldn't allow it. Just like with women in birth control, if you have liver disease, we can't give you birth control. Because hormones can worsen that. But if you have a healthy liver, the only other thing I would then consider that needs to be looked at would be then the prostate. Because keep in mind, if you're having higher natural testosterone levels circulating, then my concern is if you had a testosterone-sensitive prostate cancer in the lurks, waiting to grow and take advantage of a situation, it could do that. So anybody getting testosterone supplementation or Clomid, which again is off-label, you're not supposed to, we right now don't have an FDA indication for using a female fertility drug on men, although I know many men are taking it. I don't prescribe it. I don't get involved with that. I'm pretty good at, depressing the male sex drive my whole life. I've really never mastered enhancing it. Now, so I usually let the urologist deal with this. But my only concern is anybody getting taken testosterone, anybody taking Clomid, etc., somebody needs to watch your PSAs and watch your prostate. Because if you do have a little cancer there starting that hasn't been diagnosed yet, the extra testosterone can cause a enhancement of that. Just like with women and breast cancer and estrogen. When the Women's Health Initiative came out in 2002 saying, women taking estrogen and progesterone supplements had an increased chance of breast cancer, I don't think you taking the estrogen gives you breast cancer. I don't think it'll stimulate a cell to go haywire. Because then otherwise, women that are premenopausal would all be getting breast cancer. We have estrogen and lots of it before menopause. Why aren't we all getting breast cancer? So what I think happens is if you do have a estrogen-sensitive type of breast cancer just sitting there, in a lump, and then you get the estrogen, it'll actually enhance. Now, what was very interesting is one of the reps from PremPro, the, hormonal supplementation we give menopausal women, came to me in 2004. And when I told her I was really concerned about PremPro and breast cancer, because, it was scaring the heck out of me, and I'll tell you why, she said, no, there's an advantage now. You don't understand the advantage. I go, what advantage is there to PremPro causing cancer? She said, women that have a breast cancer hiding, now the PremPro will cause it to grow and exacerbate so a doctor can finally see it. I'm like, are you kidding me? That is the stupidest argument I've ever heard. I got to tell you, I'm friends with a lot of pharmaceutical reps. And I understand what they have to do. And yes, they educate a lot of us doctors, etc. But there have been some choice few who I think really were a detriment to the medical profession. For example, when Vioxx was an issue. Remember Vioxx? Vioxx is a medication similar to Celebrex that was an anti-inflammatory COX-2 inhibitor that didn't cause as many ulcers or GI upset because of the pathway. And Vioxx, I started to notice with my patients that were taking it, their blood pressure would rise. And I'm like, you know what? I don't like this. I don't notice that with Celebrex or Bextra, so I'm going to kind of avoid Vioxx. So the rep had come in saying, well, I notice you're prescribing less, Dr. Dahlia. What's going on, Dr. Wex? And I'm like, well, it's causing blood pressure rises in my patients. He's like, don't worry about it. We have plenty of studies. Merck has plenty of studies. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. And, you know, we have the studies right here, and I could send you the studies. I go, I don't care about the studies. I see what's happening to my patients. And I stopped prescribing Vioxx a year before it was taken off the market. I was like, this isn't worth it. Same thing with Meridia, weight loss medication. My patients were having blood pressures rise. You know, you see enough patients, you don't need the studies. You start to see the side effects happen yourself. So, you know, here's this drug rep telling me Prempro will enhance the cancer to grow quicker, cause it to ignite so the doctor can pick it up. You're kidding me, really? Do I want somebody having cancer ignited and stimulated? No, I don't. Now, many people still take Prempro, and they're fine. Not everybody, you know, is going to have a breast cancer waiting, you know, lurking there to be enhanced. So Prempro is still on the market. But for those of us that have breast cancer in the family, for those of us that have risk factors, or for those of us that are unlucky, you know, like me, I don't know if I would take it. I don't know. You know, but then again, you know, I've had hot flashes and I don't like them. They're not fun at all. But here's the thing. We could be paranoid. You know, we talk about medications and side effects and cancer. And I know in the beginning of the show, we were talking about some advancements in cancer. You know, I don't think we should walk around being afraid that we're going to get cancer. All right. Remember, we aren't dying in our 40s and 50s anymore, knock on wood. You know, we're living till our 90s now. So if we don't get the heart attack, if we're preventing the heart attack, if we're being safer on our streets, if we're preventing stroke, then yeah, probably we're going to get to an age where some of our cells are going to start going haywire. And I don't think we should have the attitude of, oh my God, I'm going to get cancer and I'm going to, you know, because you'll be scared. You'll never want to go to the doctor. You won't want the doctor finding something. How you need to approach your health is whatever gets found, we're going to knock it out of the ballpark. If my doctor sees my cholesterol high, we're going to lower it. If a doctor sees a funny mole, take the mole off. Let's just, you know, let's just address it, knock it out of the ballpark. Because one in two people get some sort of cancer, some sort of tumor. You know, and the majority of us will outlive that. But what, 50% of us are going to get something. And we can't freak out. We still have to live life. You know, these stories about, you know, computers and cell phones causing cancer and food and, you know, I mean, you know what? You could go crazy. Live a healthy life. Do everything in moderation. Be smart about your choices. Don't overdo anything. You know, if you're worried about the whole cell phone thing, even though studies have disproved it, then, you know, use a landline every once in a while. Do everything in moderation, but also be smart. Get your checkups. Okay, if testosterone is helping you and you feel good on it, well, then great. But then just know you got to be watched a little more. All right? Easy. Take it easy. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is the Dr. Dolly Show. I love it when schools start cracking down. So it looks like a school in South Carolina, Northwestern High School in Rock Hill, South Carolina, is handing out belts to students who show up in pants that hang below the waistline. In the past, saggy pants would mean disciplinary write-up for dress code violation and a trip to the principal's office. But Principal James Blake grew tired of having so much of his time taken up with the problem. Now students have the option to put on a school belt and then hand it in at the end of the day. If they don't take the option, then it's back to the violation and in the principal's office. I've always had a problem with this whole baggy pants, letting your butt sag, showing everybody your underwear, bending over and letting everybody see your intergluteal cleft. I mean, it is a sign of disrespect. And, you know, I think years ago, this was about 30, 40 years ago, there was a big, controversy. Should schools have dress codes? Should public schools have dress codes? And obviously, you know, the people for it didn't win. And they're like, oh, no, you know, students, you have the right to choose what to wear, etc. But I got to tell you, I kind of like the whole dress code thing. It shows respect. you know, boys wearing a tie. Again, we need to train our kids. We were talking about this yesterday. I mean, I don't want to rehash an old subject, but, you know, we talked about this yesterday. Our job as parents and as administrators and educators and teachers and pastors, et cetera, is to get our children ready for the real world. All right? You got to wear a shirt and tie, and your pants have to be buttoned, zipped up, belted. Now my kids, they pull up their pants, they just, you know, X, Y, Z, P to Q. They, you know, forget to zip it up. And, you know, my patients do that too. I feel bad. You know, I make them do a urine sample and then they, you know, come back to the room and they're like, here it is. I'm done. And I'm like, you know what? You got to zip it up afterwards. Okay. You know, we're done with that part of the exam. You can get dressed now. All right. And please don't leave with the zip. You know, and I know I forget too. You know, one of my most embarrassing moments as a child is I was wearing a pair of pants that was a little tight, you know, because we wore tight pants back in the 80s, and forgot to zip up the zipper, so that was kind of embarrassing. Strawberry shortcake underwear was seen by all. But, you know, that's not respecting. You forget to zip up your zipper, that's not respecting. You know, that's, okay, oops, my bad. But going to school with baggy pants, not, you know, having that swagger walk that these kids are doing, and maybe I'm sounding like an old fart. You know, I had an attitude in the 80s. I was flipping my hair, and I had the little feathers in my hair and the tees, you know, and going, dude, he's a maximum zoom dweeb. Totally, please, really. Yeah, I mean, you know, so I had an attitude, too. You know, and maybe I walked with a little bit of a strut, but my pants were on, all right? I kept my blouse buttoned. You know, you don't walk around showing this disrespect. I mean, we really need to start, you know, hardening these kids up. I'm for some sort of a boot camp. Why not? Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia.
Hello.
Just making a comment about kids and being wussified and everything. Mm. I think parents need to go back to what my dad did when he was raising me and what I did when I was raising my own. There was a time that you had to go to bed. If you weren't in that bed, you got in trouble. And my dad set a time for 10 o'clock, and you were to be in bed by no later than 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we also got up at crack of dawn, too. 6 o'clock in the morning, we had chores to do. That's the biggest thing, I think, that kids today don't have is
they don't have anything to do. Yep.
And I'll tell you what, being a kid from the country, you got plenty to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the kids from the country do a heck of a lot better than the city kids. Dad also had a rule. If you were late, for every increment of an hour that you were late, you got that up that much earlier. He found stuff for you to do. Painted barns, cleaned out corrals, you name it. He found the dirtiest, nasty jobs. And I'll tell you what, I hated cleaning out chicken pens.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken houses. But we had some of the cleanest ones around. It wasn't just me. It was my brothers and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ended up getting in trouble, and the first thing you had to do was clean out the chicken houses. That's all I got to say. Have a nice day.
Thank you. No, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. God bless you. Thank you for your message and your call. You know, you're right. You're right. Kids are doing less. I'm going to tell you right now, the kids, they don't do probably hardly any chores. You know, I mean, their rooms, their beds, maybe I could get them to make their beds. Maybe I could get them to, you know, clean up their toys. But no, my day revolved, my weekends were all chores, scrubbing toilets, cleaning the house. I mean, I was in the city. I didn't have to do farm duty, so I had it much easier than you had it. But, you know, still, and it wasn't for an allowance. You didn't eat. In my family, you wouldn't eat. If you didn't do your chores, you didn't eat. Scrub toilets, dusting, mopping floors. When my parents had a baby, I took care of the baby. They had to go off to work. You just did. There was no option. Kids think they have these options. You got up. If you lived on a farm, you got up and you tended the farm and then you went to school and you went back. I mean, you know, the family was a unit. There's, I mean, I could talk about this for hours. You know, family not being a unit, kids thinking for themselves, going off to school, never coming back, not having to take care of mom and dad. I can't tell you how many older patients I have. I'm like, where are your kids? Who's helping you? Who's going to take you to the surgical procedure? Oh, they're all gone. They have their own lives. No. All right? There's a nucleus. The family's a nucleus, which I think is another problem in America today. You know, everybody's scattered. Everybody's, you know, for themselves. You know, I love some of my my patients. Some of my favorite patients are my Hispanic families where, you know, mom, dad, cousin, kids, you know, many of them have always stayed close. They've grown up here. They've lived here for years. They stay together. When mom comes to the doctor, there's at least a couple of the children with her. I love that, having the family. As a family doc, I love it. You know, if you come in with your family, I love it. You know, and it just, you know, pains me when I see, you know, an 80-year-old lady with no kids and nobody around, you know, coming to the doctor alone, nobody to drive her, you know, taking the city bus. And it's, you know, it's like, we, you know, children think there's options now. Just like earlier, we talked about this in the first hour of the show. 50% of Americans choose marriage. The other 50% don't. Less and less people are choosing marriage. They think cohabitation, being a single, you know, is an option. Yeah, we talked about all the stars out of wedlock having kids, and they're okay with it. You know, I mean, more stars are getting pregnant out of wedlock than are in a marriage. Yeah, and you know, I mean, if this is the way the world is going, I'm kind of disappointed. But, you know, going back to the topic of kids getting their acts together, having something to do, one of the other news stories that broke today was more kids are smoking pot than cigarettes. So cigarette smoke is down. Yay! Woohoo! Yeah! But pot is on the rise. Okay, if a kid had to tend the farm, if the kid had to go to dad's business or mom's business and work, if the kid had an after-school job and had to work, do you think they'd be doing, you know, do they have time for drugs? They have too much time on their hands. Way too much time. That's why I have a big problem with study hall. I mean, you know, if your kid has a job and, you know, they aren't going to be able to study because they have a job to do or they have to, you know, okay, then I understand. But there's kids taking study hall that absolutely have nothing to do after school. They don't have a sport. They aren't tutoring. They aren't in a class. You know, these kids need to be kept busy. I think it's stupid we have to do that. I mean, kids should think on their own, but they aren't. They don't know how to dress themselves. They don't know what to put in their mouths. You know, they don't know when to go to bed and when to go to sleep because they choose their video games. They don't know what to eat because these kids are being more prone to diabetes with the crap they're eating. They're like babies. And these are the people that are, this is a generation question mark? All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. while their five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You know, along the same subject we were talking about with families and nucleus, one email I had gotten is, Dr. Dahlia, what is the biggest group of patients in terms of age group that you see more antidepressant use? Well, what I'm noticing is your older 50, 60-year-old patient that has a mom or dad in their 80s, 70s or 80s, that can't take care of themselves. And, for example, I had a patient the other day absolutely crying in my office because dad has all his faculties. He's 80 years old, but his legs have been weak. Having some difficulty with balance, has fallen a couple times at home, had prostate cancer, and the radiation for the prostate cancer caused his bowels to lose their continence, so he's incontinent with stool. But he has his mind, full faculty. He wants to be at home, but he can't take care of himself. So he lives out of state,
And I guess neighbors are calling, and you know, there's issues because they can only help him so much, and so daughter has to put him into an assisted living, and he's fighting it, and he's making her feel guilty, and I don't blame either side. I mean, you know, if I had all my faculties, I'd want to still be in my own home. It's very difficult to remove somebody who's been in their home for 20, 30 years. Tell them they have to go to an assisted living. Very difficult. But then again, you know, she's running out of state up there. No other family can help her. She has other family, but they don't help. And, you know, so I see a lot of these people coming in. And the reason I bring this up is when I've talked about antidepressant medication and these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, I say most of the time I do not give them for depression. I give them for migraines, abdominal issues, stress, you know, PMS, etc. So I have to actually retract a little bit and say, yes, I am probably the one group that I have of people needing these medications are these. And it's funny. It's usually the daughters going through the strain and the guilt of putting a family member into a nursing home or an assisted living. That's tough for you guys. That's tough. See, I grew up with we couldn't afford the nursing home. There wasn't any Medicare coverage for that at the time. So we had to move the grandparents in with us. And then I would take care of them before and after school. My mom would take care of them. And then when it got to the point where the cancer would be, you know, we couldn't do any more, then we'd go to hospice. But, you know, our grandparents, they went through their whole savings with nurses and nursing homes, you know, et cetera. It was tough. And, you know, not that they had much savings to begin with. But, you know, as a daughter of having a relative, you know, mom, dad, et cetera, it's difficult, extremely difficult. So, you know, we've talked about this on the show and ways to cope. And what I tell my patients that feel guilty and that are crying is, look, you know, you're going to feel guilty no matter what you do. Keeping him at home, for example, this one patient, you know, where he can't take care of himself and he can't clean himself and he's almost wheelchair bound, you're going to feel guilty leaving him there and not getting him help because he could fall again. And you're going to feel guilty because you made him live, you know, the rest of his life in a place where he didn't want to live. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So you have to pick the lesser of two evils, you know? And it's a shame because a lot of times what your family member will do is say, I just want to die. Oh, that's hard. You guys know what I, you know, I grew up with the, you know, grandma or grandpa, you know, at different times saying, oh, I just want to die. I just want to die. And oh my gosh, that just, you know, you'd see my mom, you know, not take it well. My dad would run out of the room. I don't want to listen to it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. You know, and it's probably one of the most horrible things to go through. You know, as a family member to see, and I don't think people talk about, I don't think they prepare us. Nobody really prepares you for what to do with a relative that has a chronic disease. You know, we don't. You know, we talk about heart attacks a lot, and we talk about strokes, and we talk about, you know, cancer and people dying, and, you know, it's depressing, so people turn off the TV or they turn off the radio. But I don't think they really train us or prepare us for taking care of a family member who is afflicted with something for years, but they can't take care of themselves. And that's rough. You know, people don't get along with grandma. You know, the kids don't get along with grandpa. Daughter-in-law fights, father-in-law fights. Everybody gets on each other's nerves. I mean, yes, you have to take care of the family member. That's what a nucleus is all about. I'm prepared because I grew up with that. You know, my parents told me, look, when they get old, they got to move in with me. I mean, I had to go to college because, you know, they had trouble supporting their parents and I got to be able to support mine. That's how I grew up. I didn't grow up saying, look, you're going to go be somebody and you just, you know, go off, do your thing. And no, that's not what I was taught. I was taught, you know, look, you got to go to college because you got to help the family. My sister had to work in high school to help support the family. That's just what we were taught. Not many kids and families are taught that, but nobody's prepared. And then and I see many people are making the wrong decisions. Dad says, I'm not moving. I'm staying put. You're going to just have to come out and visit me and take care of me. And I see these people doing it. I mean, I see every day. You know, you're trying to hold on to your job. You can barely afford flights and you're going back and forth every weekend, every 2 weekends. Really? Why? Because you're going to feel guilty? You know, my recommendation is bring your family member close to you. Okay? If you can't take care of them at home and you can't get a nurse, I think Medicare doesn't even pay for home health nursing, do they? You can't hire a nurse. You can't hire, which I think is ridiculous. You know, they pay, I think, for assisted living, but they don't pay for a nurse to come to the house. Isn't it cheaper? Isn't it cheaper to have a nurse come to the house, right, that helps with
bedding and medications. And they don't have to even live at the house. They just have to come help clean up, help shower. You know, no, they don't pay for that. It blows my mind what Medicare covers and what Medicare doesn't. But, you know, any of you going through that situation, my recommendation is, one, you can't travel. You need to get your family member to where your nucleus is. And you're the nucleus. Okay, you have to work. You have to support yourself. You have a family. You're going to now be the nucleus, not mom and dad. Even if they've been in that home for 30, 40 years, that's where they want to be. You know, because you're going to feel guilty if you let them decide and then they die prematurely. You're going to have that guilt. You'll be less guilty knowing you did everything to protect them and help them. All right. That's the decision I would make. I would say bring the family member close to you so then at least you could help them, take them to the doctor, try to get them a nurse. If not, move them into an assisted living that you could visit them at. You need to visit them. You know, them being in another city doesn't help. But for the love of God, don't feel guilty. All right, because that guilt is going to eat you up inside. You're going to be depressed. You're going to need to go on, you know, antidepressants. And I just see more and more people going through that now that many of us are living till our 80s and 90s, but we can't take care of ourselves. Or we start to get dementia or start to get Alzheimer's. And that's very, very difficult. But nobody equips you. Nobody trains you. And if you think this is going to be something that's going to come around the bend, talk to your doctor. Talk to somebody. You know, what are we looking at? You know what? I mean, I got to be honest. You know, I work a lot. I've always worked 2-3 jobs ever since I could work. And between running the office and my kids and doing the radio show, you know, even I'm not prepared. If God forbid something happened to a family member, can I be their nurse? Can I take care of them? I don't know how I do it. I got bills to pay. I got to go to work. How do you do it? So you're going to feel guilty no matter what, you know, but how do you do this without your life going upside down? And how do you do it letting your loved one leave this earth the way they want it to? You know, that's probably the biggest complaint. Patients, you know, my patients tell me, they go, Dad has a right to die in his home. Well, he does. You know, if you could live with that, if he's not ready to die for another 5-10 years, you know, and he's having chronic issues, no, you need to get a nurse in there. And if you can't afford a nurse, you've got to put him into an assisted living. You know, my father, he always wanted to die in his home, and he did. He had a heart attack. And he wanted to die in his home. He had a heart attack in his home. I mean, he couldn't have planned it better. And he didn't plan it. I mean, you know, when we were all bawling at the funeral, you know, the rabbi, we're Jewish. The rabbi said, this man got to choose how he got to leave this earth. I mean, he couldn't have been a luckier man. And yeah, that made us feel good, you know, for a little bit. But I might have had the easy way out because I didn't have to take care of him chronically like we had to with grandma and grandpa. But you know what I did? I moved my mom out here. I mean, there was no way I was going to be able to travel and do that. God forbid anything happened to mom. You're going to be in my city. Now, of course, you know, whew, tough on my husband, but, you know, you got to do what works for you so then you could be the best daughter or son that you could be. And just know that whatever decision you make, you're going to feel guilty and pick the lesser of the two evils. That's all you could do. All right, guys, great show tonight. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. Keep the questions coming, even if we aren't live, and we'll play them the next day. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. This is the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you for listening.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7-figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. mz@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's mz@InfoWarsTeam.com.